from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Beginning with a traffic note, you might want to avoid Highway 655 on your afternoon commute. It was closed in the middle of this afternoon by a fire in what police call a commercial motor vehicle near Jayco Creek. The Liberals, the Conservatives, and corporations are all in the crosshairs of federal NDP leader Jagmeet Singh on a tour of northeastern Ontario. At the office of Timmins James Bay MP Charlie Angus, Singh said Liberal PM Justin Trudeau has ignored the North and failed to take on corporate greed in grocery prices and affordable housing. He said Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre would make things even worse.
If you think corporations are ripping you off now, he's going to let them rip you off even more. He's going to pour fuel on the fire of corporate greed and let those rich CEOs, his buddies, rip you off even more.
On Singh's northern itinerary are meetings with Indigenous healthcare leaders and an underground tour of a gold mine in Kirkland Lake. Prime Minister Trudeau says U.S. President Joe Biden is a great man and everything he does is guided by his love for his country. Trudeau made the comments on X, formerly known as Twitter, reacting to Biden's decision to pull out of November's presidential election. Trudeau added that as president, Biden is a partner to Canadians and a true friend. In a letter to his country, Biden said his decision is the best move for his party and for the country. There are two empty spaces on the outside wall facing Cedar Street of the former Daily Press building, now the Rick Young Center. Those spaces each used to contain a historic plaque. The building is owned by the Cochrane District Social Services Administration Board. It says once the plaques are cleaned up and restored, it will likely offer them to the Timmins Museum. The lights just flashed and last call was declared, bringing us to the end of our local history series on dancing and dance halls. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman tells us that other than the halls run as businesses, a lot of clubs put on dances and halls around town, including the McIntyre Ballroom in the McIntyre Community Building.
The fire department would run balls and have dress-up balls. So dancing was really something that people did. It was a really important social part of the community. That really lasted until probably the mid-1970s till early 80s. Where dances were the thing to do.
Our continuing gratitude to Karen Bachman for her participation in our local history feature every week.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.